Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 69. Today is Saturday, May 27, 2017. I was trying to do that without laughing, Stone. And this is Sunday, May 28 for me. And it's a beautiful day here. Can I just say that? It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me, the giggling one over there, that would be Stone. Good morning.
Good evening. I'm surprised that you caught that I changed it, because I changed it like just a few.
I see ago. All. Yeah. Okay. I see all. I saw you changing it, and I rolled my eyes, but I didn't say anything.
Well, because I knew that if I said the episode number, I'd be like.
Yeah, Nisi says that show title kind of.
I'm 40, episode, turning so 12. It's okay. I laugh at these things. This is how I am. I don't pretend to be anything else. I laugh at fart jokes. It's okay.
That's Fair enough. Anyway, today we have got another guest, and we're very excited to welcome her back again. It is Rogue Slayer.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop.
How are you?
I am fine.
Oh, man.
Kirby says hi.
Hi, Kirby.
Kirby did a little woof like that when I went. Oh, yeah, there we go. He did it again. Now he's looking at me going, why is Mum talking to me?
Is this a game?
Yeah, now he's gone back to sleep. So how you been? You've been busy.
I've been very busy. I've been playing some WoW. I've also been doing a whole tidying of my house. I can't even tell you how much stuff I've gotten rid of.
It must be cathartic. Is it really? Awesome.
Yeah. And the goal is that at the end, everything I see in my house, I will love. And I'll be able to get to all the things. I keep finding all these things like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this. And I love this thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all very exciting.
Do you have like a plan of if you've not actually used it within a certain period of time that you get rid of it? Or is there just some things that you're like, no, I can't get rid of that?
It's the KonMari method by Marie Kondo. Okay. She has a book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying. And you divide everything you own into categories. And the first one you do, for example, is clothing. So we had a lot of clothing. So I divided it further into, we started with tops. You go around the house and gather every single top you own. The stuff that's too small, the stuff that's in the attic, the stuff that's in the box over here, the stuff that's over there. You get everything. And I'm like, oh my God, I had a mountain of tops as tall as me. I'm not that tall, but still, you know, and by having everything there, then you have to go through every item one at a time and hold it and say, does this spark joy? Does this make me happy? And if it does, then you keep it.
Right.
And if it doesn't, then you thank it and move it on. And then when you finish it, then you go to the next category. And so I've gotten through clothes and books and papers. And now I'm on kimono, which is kind of like miscellaneous. There's a lot of different categories in that. So there's CDs and DVDs. Behind me are the DVDs that stayed. There are kitchen kimono, which is subdivided all kinds of stuff. Today I did cleaning and laundry supplies and table linens. So by the time you work through the last category are sentimental items, because by that point you're more tuned into what sparks joy and what doesn't. And you go on. And so by the time you're done, that's the method.
Wow. So when have you had time to play WoW?
I do most of this stuff when Julie's not here. Okay. So said, when Julie's watching TV, I'm playing WoW.
Yes, nice. And what have you been doing within this World of Warcraft?
I did some tidying in World of Warcraft too.
Oh no!
That was But before we get to that, I have to say, last time I was on, I meant to thank Stone for his tip about, gosh, you know, when you want to get to Fellwood, but you haven't gone through Ashenvale and all that, so you don't have the flight points, go for Moonblade. Oh my gosh, that's so much easier. Thanks, Stone.
You're welcome.
Nice. You mentioned it a couple episodes ago, and then I tried it before the last episode, and I forgot to thank you. So thank you very much.
I think I heard that from Roguester and Never Died.
Cool.
Goes to them.
Yeah, well, thanks to whoever originated that. So speaking of tidying, last time we had talked, I was very proud of the fact that I had not killed a single toon between the previous podcast and this and that podcast. I've tied the house a bit. We've had some deaths. So I thanked them for their contributions and moved on. So Sonic Ironic, this was my gnome hunter from the contest.
Mm-hmm.
She was at level 66, and she was in Terrakar Forest, and gathering Arakoa feathers. And some of them spawned and came at me where I was, and I was like, I'm not gonna be okay. Feign death. Yeah, my disengage key is next to my feign death key.
No.
So I hit feign death, and then the tip of my finger caught disengage, which brought me back up again. And feign death is on a cooldown, so they're just like bam, 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 bam. I'm like, So she's down.
Wow.
So all hail Ironicide. Ironicide is back. I have a dwarf.
Yay! Welcome back, Ironicide.
Back in business. Yeah. And she's over. She's just getting ready to hit Stone Talon right now. She's sort of at that the edge of Ashenvale where you're doing the Stone Talon preliminary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Now, I had one. I don't even know who this was anymore, but it might have been Ironics. I don't know. I was in Blasted Lands, and I was started getting attacked. So I feigned death.
Yeah.
But I was underwater. So I'm watching my. I want to keep my health bar up, but my breath bar was going down. So I was already really low, so I'm waiting for my health bar to come up enough that I can move again and start fighting. I think I was fighting the ogre, but my breath bar is going down while my health bar is coming up. But I managed to get up enough, and then I was able to hit whatever button it is that gives me a little extra life when you're a hunter. So it must have been my hunter, and I survived. But
Oh my gosh!
Competing ticking clocks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then it was the same tune. It was some hunter. It might have been Sonic Ron. I don't know. I had her over in Silithus.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I clearly, something was happening and I was going to be disconnected. Something was going on. My pet disappeared. The pet wouldn't res. I couldn't call it. I tried reloading. No difference. You know, I couldn't see anybody, so I'm like, okay, I could just log out now, but I don't know, what if I wait, if I come back in and something's killing me? I've had that happen before, you know?
Yeah.
So even though I seemed to be somewhat disconnected, I ran back up to the Cenarian hold and then ran to the inn, and then I logged out, and then I logged back in, and when I logged back in, I was actually in the inn. So it did take me to the inn, but the red screen was flashing.
Why?
Low
health or?
Yeah. Something had been attacking me, but I couldn't see it because I was in the semi-disconnected state. Wow. It's so weird. Usually if nothing's responding, nothing's getting you either. But anyway, I was able to you know, eat food really fast and come back and get some breath, you know?
Wow. Red screen of death, like that flashing on a challenge tune. I don't know what's scarier, like the actual death or seeing your screen like flashing red and your heart's just like, going, come on. You know, yeah. So, wow.
At least when you have that, you have a chance for your adrenaline to kick in and do something. I mean, that's better than just la la la, you're going on, you are dead.
Yeah.
You
know? That's true.
Speaking of, you are dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
I I was 61 and I was trying not to go up to Silvus or Blasted Land. So I was like, oh, I can eke out some quests in Angora Crater. Now, I've lost some in Angora Crater before, but I'm like, no, I'm smarter now. I don't know what I don't even remember what I did. I blocked it from my brain, but I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget the important detail of I lost another one in Angora Crater at 61.
Wow. Was it a dinosaur?
Yeah, I think it was a dinosaur. I think it might have been the Tyrannosaurus, whatever it is, that comes running through periodically. It was just like, yeah! So, ironic. You know, she was doing pretty good, and she was at, you know, I'm speaking the past tense, so you know where this is going. We were over in Hinterlands, and I was off to see the Dire Glob, and kill me some Dire Glob. And so I had a hunter. I mean, I had a pet. So I'm like, I'm gonna stay up on the ramp, and I'll send. Oh, it wasn't a pet. It was a minion. I had my blueberry. So I sent my blueberry down there. And once the blueberry engaged, once the Voidwalker engaged, then I, from up on the ramp, started, you know, firing things at him, corruption and all this stuff. My little cat, Starbucks, she's very cute. And sometimes when I'm sitting in my chair, she likes to come up and snuggle right here on, like, by my neck and my shoulder. And she decided it was time to love Starbucks. In the midst of fighting the Dire Glob, and the Dire Glob moved towards my Voidwalker, and once the Dire Glob moved, he was behind the pillar, so I could no longer, he was in my line of sight, so I couldn't shoot him. So I'm trying to see around Starbuck but not scare away, like, Starbuck, it's, I'm trying to find the key to move myself over, and you are dead.
Oh no, death by Starbuck cutoff.
So I label this competition between the Dire Glob and Starbuck, and Starbuck won.
Wow.
But let's take a look at my list. So I have my list of challenge tunes.
Yeah. Are you keeping a record of them for the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. After you guys were challenged to do this, I said, "Oh, I should do this."
Yeah.
So I have my little sheet in Google, and I have them all. So right now, between the living and the dead, I have 20 of them, and this was since March, I think we started this. So my highest living one right now are my two pacifists. Actually, my three pacifists. Are my highest right now. I'm not counting the tins because they're dead and back. I haven't been playing them lately. Yeah. My highest non-pacifist, I've got a Blood Elf Paladin, and then my Dwarf Monk and another Blood Elf Paladin. I created a new Blood Elf Paladin called Ivotandra. Voltandra is one of my mains. poor girl. She's been so ignored, but now she has an iron version of her. And I cranked her up. And I did go back and make another Worgen Druid. She's level 11. She's still in Gilneas. I haven't gone back to her for a bit. But, yeah. Okay. It's just that battle for Gilneas. That's tricky. You know, sometimes it doesn't always work very well. Last time I got through it, okay. But then I died with her. So we'll see. But I do like the Druid. I'm having fun with the Druid.
Oh, good.
I'm having fun with everybody, except for this iron, my iron palaver that I have. He's like my one boy tune, and I'm just not digging him, you know? I play with him, and I just, you know, I don't play with the boys, I guess, you know?
You keep talking, and I'm like, oh, so many things!
And that's a show title right there, too!
Just don't play with them.
Here, hit this one too.
You're giving it to me. I'm just going to write that one down. Just in case.
I just can't bring myself to delete the poor guy. You know, he's very earnest. but I have Ivol Tondra, who's a female Blood Elf Paladin. She's right behind him at 34. So we'll see how it goes. But lately I've been doing really, and I keep saying this, but this time I'm doing really, really good. Really, really good at sticking to the quests until I like totally use them up. They're green. I stay there. And I know once you get up, I get up into the higher ones, it's going to be harder because once you get up there, it's hard. They're like all yellow, it seems. But I'm really going to try to push it and push it and push it. So I go to Outlands. I'm going to delay that as long as I possibly can stand it.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes. But so far, I'm doing really well. I'm remembering to keep checking every zone, make sure I've cleaned up like the 25 to 30 zones before I move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. See, so well, that's where I am, and that's where I've been, and that's what I've been doing. And I'm hoping that, you know, should I be invited to return, I will have fewer tales of death, more tales of achievements.
Well, you know, the good thing, Rogue Slayer, it's twofold, okay? Like, we love having you on, you know that, and we love hearing your stories. But there is just something a little bit extra crazy about your deaths. I don't know about you, but it just really is, you know, I don't know whether it's more animated or what, but the deaths are always very, very interesting.
It's telling.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. I do, though, that health bar versus breath bar, that one would have been giving me heart failure, I think.
I know, that sweat beads are popping out, you know?
Exactly. Wow. Well, commiserations. It certainly sounds like you've had a bit of a rough time the past sort of month, but I'm glad you're back on track.
Yeah, like, it was just, it was all enabled me to start back with the lessons I've learned.
Maybe that's what it up is. Again.
Yeah.
All or nothing. Like, you were doing so well for a good period of time, and then it's just gone, pew, 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 pew. Like,
cleaning the house.
Yeah, that's right. You have been cleaning house in game. Yep. Like, majorly.
Yep.
All right.
On a side note, speaking of telling stories, Julie is very good at telling stories, and her new story is all about she golfs. And her newest story is last weekend she was golfing and she was using a push cart. You know, you get your bag in there. Yep. And she hit her ball by the water hazard and she put her cart and then put her brake on. She thought she walked away and she turns around and here's her cart zooming towards the water where it went into the water and her bag just came.
No.
Her bag was like slowly going down, like her bag's health bar was disappearing.
Wow.
I mean it's not funny, but it's funny.
Dump all the water out of it. I have her electronic rangefinder is now in a bowl of rice.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
We're good storytellers here.
Oh, commiserations to her on that. So it should dry out okay?
No, she went out and bought a new one. She bought a new card because that card sucks. It's out on our curb with a free sign on it right now.
Oh, wow.
And, so she bought a new bag and a new cart, and she's all very excited now.
Well, that's good. Yeah, sometimes you've just got to get rid of the
bad karma.
Bad energy. Yeah, exactly.
The bad karma
exactly.
And the algae water smell.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Well, commiserations to her as well. All right. Stone, what have you been up to?
Nothing as exciting as that. Jeez. Where to start? Okay. My contest tune is still going.
Nice.
Imagine that.
Nice.
So, he. He's a boy. Tiny stones.
You have no problem playing with the boys.
I'll play with boys or girls. It's okay.
You mixed it up.
I'm completely comfortable with who I am, and I'll play with.
Excellent.
I'll play with boys or girls.
Excellent.
Okay.
Nice. Now, does your wife know this? Because I'm pretty sure she just wants you to play with her.
Well, Oh man, there's just so many things. So many things. Boy, oh boy.
Show title. Boy.
Uh-oh, we're gonna devolve into giggle fit.
Okay, we can't. Okay. okay. So
pull it together, strong.
Yes. Pull it together. I've been in doing the Outland dailies, doing the Isle of Quelted.
What Outland dailies are you doing?
The Island of Quelted-ness.
Oh, okay.
Those ones finally got a nerf at level 77, and I was like, oh, this is... It basically got like a 25% nerf. I was like, I'm going to keep going until I hit one more level. And so more or less I'm doing those ones, and I'm doing there's five or six Outland ones besides that, where you have to fly around and get all the different things. But those ones also were hit with a nerf bat. So at level 78, the nerf got really bad. And I think it was like a 10,000 XP quest at level 78 was maybe 5,000, I think.
Oh.
And the ones that were 8,000 were down to 3. So it's like, I don't know. So I decided to finish up Borean Tundra. I started Dragon Blight. And I began all the fishing dailies. Now I say that in quotes because it's not the actual, it's not the profession dailies. It's the ones where you have to get the baskets and then the cubs, and then you have to do what's it called? The
Kiskala village, isn't it?
There's like three separate towns, right? So I've noticed that, I began to do those three, and I got up to 79, and I basically did pretty much all of Dragon Blight, except for quests that would bring me into mines or caves. So there's one that will bring you into the Winterguard mines. I'm not going in there. Another one that would bring you into the Obsidian Dragon Shrine. I'm not going to go in there. So, you know, I basically tried to complete as much as I could to unlock the defending worm rest daily from the what's the main dragon city there? Dragon something? Right. You know which one I mean, right? It's really tall.
Big tower.
Yeah. It's really tall and big. There's another
Wormrest Temple.
Wormrest Temple?
Thinking Wormrest something. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, you're right.
So I got that one unlocked, and then I hit level 80, and the first thing I did was I got my 310 flying. I was like, yay, it can fly 30% faster, which I never really noticed. But still, I wanted to spend the gold because I had the gold. And then I noticed that some of the Kaskala quests got nerfed. And I was like, oh, great. So Baskets got a XP nerf and Cubs got an XP nerf. So right now I'm doing Seals. Yeah, the Cubs are puppies and all that stuff. What else am I doing? I was doing Grizzly Hills, and then I got warned off in the chat room because there was a Furbolg that apparently one-shots you. Apparently Azzy's been killed by it, so I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to kill some of these grizzly bears, and I'm going to go turn that in, and I'm going to figure out some other stuff to do. So I went to go fly down to Howling Fjord, and I grabbed the first quest, and the first quest was 300 XP. I was like, no. So I'm not, wow. I mean, I could do it, but no. So I was like, okay, fine. It's time for me to start tournament, and I don't like it. I used to like it until I had to grind it for the pets and all that stuff, and now I loathe it. But there's no other real source of good XP for me to get. So, from what I understand, level 80 to 81 is pretty slow, and after that it goes relatively fast. So,
okay.
I'm at level 8. So I did the tournament stuff where you learn how to shield breaker. You have to fight things and charge and all that stuff. And I did the quest.
Jousting.
So I did those ones because those are easy, but you still get like 12,000 experience. And I did the you have to go get 4 flowers and bring them over to the troll. And then the troll gives you a sword in the middle of the lake, right?
Yes.
And then you bring that back. So I only did that one. There's some other ones that you have to go kill 8 scourge, and I didn't really want to do that because they're going to be at level as well. And I was like, nah.
I don't wanna.
I mean, at this point, I'm not in a race, so I'm just going to just keep on keeping on. I'm just going to go slow.
Fair safe in and slow. The chat room says they're giving her 12,000 XP
level 84? At level
84.
That makes me sad because I don't want to do that forever. I mean, I know it's only until level 84, but I don't want to do it. I hate them so much. So anyway, so that's where I'm at level 80 and like 35% or something. So I'm sure it'll take another week or so for me to get to 81 if I only do the quick and easy ones. I am still doing the Plants vs. Zombies one, or what's it called? Sunflowers versus Ghouls or something like that. And I'm doing the Winter Spring Cub. Mm-hmm. Which sometimes I can get it to pop twice. This time, last 2 days, I haven't been able to. So you're able to get it to give you the quest twice, apparently.
Really?
If you complete the quest and then you hearth, okay, when you pop back up, when you zone into your new place, it should come up with a new quest. If it doesn't, you're supposed to be able to go through other portals, and then it should come back up. I was able to get it to come back up. I hearthed and walked to the portal to Stormwind, because if you mount and fly, then your cub is gone, and you won't be able to summon it back unless you're back in Winterspring. So I took the portal from the Mage Tower into Hellfire, and the cub popped up with the quest. I was like, oh, great. So you basically accept the quest, and then you can go fly back and go complete another quest. But it hasn't
Julie
worked all the time. Hi, Julie. I didn't even see.
Sorry if I started to interrupt. Oh. She's bringing me a latte.
There we go.
Aww. Jelly.
They also
so jelly.
Condolences on your golf bag. All right.
So
carry on.
No, I mean, so I wasn't able to get it done. I don't know why, but I've been able to do it two out of the 4 times.
So, okay.
But anyways, it's hopefully I'll be able to get it again tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that was my week, I guess. Was my week.
Yeah. What an awesome week.
Yeah.
You're at these high levels. I haven't seen those ever.
I'm proceeding carefully.
I've seen them on tin. Once.
Well, but it's good though if you're on with tin because you can get the experience of when you bring in like a iron tune, right? So
yeah, that's why I brought Iron Capper up. She's I kind of lost interest in Tin for a while. She's still at their poor Sunshine Ranch, as is the fate of many tunes. They make it to Sunshine Ranch and just, you can check out anytime you want.
Yeah.
You can never leave.
That's true.
What? No, that's Hotel California.
Yeah. That's right.
The whole Hotel Sunshine Ranch.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very much like
welcome
that.
Welcome to the Hotel Sunshine Ranch.
Yeah. That so works. Need a song of that one. Fair Stella says, depends on which quest you start with, whether you get a second one.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, okay.
I think both. I think the one that I had today and yesterday, they were both to get the 6 pieces of meat. So,
okay.
I just had to go around trying to kill bears for 6 of their meats. And
that's not, see, I've never even done these quests, so
it's free XP.
I tried it once.
Well, it's easy, and the only thing is you have to fly there and stuff, so that takes time. But yeah. I'm not in a rush, right? So, I'm now
well,
that I'm up
here. Thing. You've hit level 80.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Iron.
What
is highest?
Yeah. Because I'm playing a hunter.
They're like,
I'm eating.
Well, no, I'm not satisfied until I'm gone all the way. I got 30 more to go.
One can be enthused at one's interim achievement without diminishing the ongoing goal.
No, because I feel like if I'm all pumped up, that I will get killed. So I have to be wary.
Take it.
I'm not satisfied until I.
Slow and steady.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, that's very good. Well, congratulations. Still, that's, you know, you're doing well. You're discovering all these different things with the different, you know, what dailies you can do and stuff. And obviously the veterans and that are all giving you information.
They've been giving me so much help.
Yeah.
Like, without them, there's no way I'd be down here. I mean, up there. I mean, there's just
up
there. Yeah. So, I definitely wouldn't be there without their help for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, they're a good bunch, those. They know who they are.
So, that's enough about me. What about you?
Okay. I did play some stuff. I actually did some stuff. Hey, played my contest tune is still going.
Nice.
Wow, you guys are my heroes.
Nice. So my little gnome hunter is running around. She was level 51 and I was in Burning Steps, but I ran out of quests. There was one, I did as many as I could. I even did the stupid one where I had to hop in the disguise and go empty the shoes and kill spiderlings and all that, which was that was fine. Yeah. But it's like the quest just stopped. There was one that wanted me to go talk to some guy over in the Black Rook Hold, and I'm like,
no. There should be one after that tells you to go over. And are you Horde or Alliance?
Alliance.
Alliance. It should tell you to go over to Morgan's Vigil. If it doesn't tell you to go to Morgan's Vigil, just go over there.
Nope. Went over there, and there's like, hey, I'll give you a quest. You need to go to a dungeon. And I'm like looking at all the NPCs going, have you got a quest for me? And they're like, hello, fine gnome. Have a good day. So I go to the next one. I'm like, have you got a quest for me? And they're like, there's many dragons out there. Be careful.
And you're like, I want to kill them for you.
I'm like, I'm like, give me something. And they're like, no. So I was like, okay, that's really bizarre. So I decided I would run down to Swamp of Sorrows because I was right there. Like, literally could run over the top of, you know, Red Ridge, Dead Ridge Mountain.
Apparently there's a rocket you can take.
I was going to say, go talk to the rocket lady.
Yeah, well, no, I was like, no, I'll run across the
top. No, I'm going to run, gosh darn it.
Got Discovery XP, 31. That was awesome. It was 31 I didn't have before. So that was, yay, go little Iron Leader. And I get there and I'm like, okay, they want me to kill the stuff in the water.
Yep.
And I think it was, there was two quests. Both were in the water.
Yeah,
one was
the Makara tails and the swamp, the snapper, icy snapper, whatever it is.
And I had the elixir and I'm like, I can't remember if I can use the elixir or not. So I'm like, I'm not going to click on the elixir. I'm just going to go under the water and keep an eye on my, you know, breath bar. Because that's right. So I started on that, but I think I was talking to the guys in chat and I'm like, and I think it was Stir, you know, goes, probably would be a bit better if you went over to Winter Spring.
Yep.
Swamp of Sorrows is a little bit, is probably a little bit too risky. And I'm like, yeah, Winter Spring. Because I completely blanked out and I was like, well, I'll just go to Swamp of Sorrow. Yeah. So I was like, well, I'll just go to Winter Spring then. So I was like, thanks. That's awesome. So I flew back to Stormwind, and which was pretty close. So that was cool. Went down, I got the boat. I'm on the boat and I'm going, please don't DC, please don't DC, please don't DC, please don't DC. And I didn't, but you know, you hop on the loading zone with the boats and the zaps, and there is a little part of you that's going, please no, please no, please no. I got to, I don't think I had any flight pass except for the one to Moonglade.
Nice.
So I fly to Moonglade, run through the tunnel into Winter Spring, and off I go. Killing and looting. See Donova Snowden. Yep. And get all those quests and ding 54.
Nice.
Like, she's at 54. I've just headed over to Everlook. I did the stuff over in the frozen lake. I call it Steve's place because there's an NPC there that we've called Steve for long, and at Christmas time we go see Steve and have our Christmas parties there. So I always call it Steve's place. Don't ask me why we named him Steve. I don't even remember, but we call him Steve. Anyway, so I did all those ones there, and then I went to Everlook and I parked her in the inn. So I've still got some quests. I've got some stuff to pick up, but I'm kind of like, thanks for pointing me to Winter Spring, because I completely had a brain fart, and I would have just stayed in Swamp of Sorrows and been like pushing it. I could kill them, but you know, it would have obviously been a bit more risky than where I am now. So that was good. Heaps of quests in Winter Spring. I love Winter Spring. Every time I go to Winter Spring, I said to the boys when I came out of the tunnel, I think I was talking to Wingy and Asheo, and I've just gone, I'm home. Like, Winter Spring has that feeling of me being home. It just has. I've spent
time
over the years, especially on my main, that it just, every time I bring a tune there, I'm like, how do I have a brain spasm that I forgot to go to Winter Spring? Like, seriously, it was really weird. But yeah, so she's over there. I'm really happy. She's doing well, and I've not changed my pet. I've still got my mechanical bunny, so little Marg. I still take Marg with me, so I'm not changing. I'm just gonna keep with that. Not changing pets unless I absolutely have to.
Get a turtle, which is one of I haven't gotten a turtle. I'm still going with a white bear. But
yeah.
I know what's in my mind. Next time I come across a turtle,
I'm not tamed anything. Yeah, I know, but I'm like, I've not tamed everything. The little mechanical little Marg's going pretty good, so I'm quite happy, and I'm just like, no, I'm just gonna keep going with what I've got, because that was the contest tune, and I'm not going to change you know, I'm not going to change it for the moment. So we'll see. We'll see. So, and then last night we were having girls gaming night, which kind of, Blizz, seriously, shut down, shut down. Saturday night for me, Saturday night. Anyway, what? We got, they did a rolling restarts and they shut down the servers.
Oh, yeah, because they did that this morning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going in to get the last of the guild updates this morning, and it was like 2 minutes to shut down. I'm like,
Yeah. So I was, So we were going to, we were running around actually doing Glowcap Festival for a bit. So funny. That was so funny. So cute. Really, really cute. But we ended up, we decided that we'd go play our irons because we had a couple of hiccups. And anyway, I jumped on my little girl that I'd made. So with the four, there was four of us that made it, I think last month or the month before, I can't remember. But I talked them all into making iron night. We all made night elf hunters. And we're all just playing solo, but when we get together, we do, you know, this is one of the things we do. So we were all around about level 10, 11. And anyway, I logged on thinking, okay, we're going to do that. And I just started running around. I didn't know what the other girls were doing. I'm just running around killing stuff. And I'm like, ding, level 12. Kill, and they're like, oh, I'm going to go. This is happening. Got to go. Let's play our irons next time. And I'm like, well, I just dinged. So I'm like, yay, I got a level on my little baby. So yeah, that's kind of cool. So I did manage to do that. And I was hoping to play some of my little baby bloodthirsty, but I didn't get around to that this week. But I'm happy I got a few levels. So yay.
Yay.
Nice.
All right. Yes. Yes. Exactly.
So I'm looking
so
at.
Speaking of.
I'm looking at Rogue Slayer's spreadsheet, and I love spreadsheets. I love them. I love spreadsheets. Okay. So she linked it in the Skype chat.
I put it in the chat.
Why don't I see chat?
No, in Skype chat.
I know. Why do I not have?
If you go on mine, the top right is a little show chat bubble.
Yeah. There's like.
Oh, okay. It was right up at the top that said that Stone had added Rogue Slayer for some reason. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh my lord.
So the grays are dead and deleted. The purples are converted to tin, and then the whites are good. And then the bottom, I have some other combos that I might make.
We are totally utilizing that at the end of the year.
You have 11 characters that are up and running. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that are dead. 2 that are converted.
Yep.
Can I just say,
21.
Stone and I have our list too. Obviously, 20. It's not as comprehensive as your list. Can I just make mention? Stone's got some writing on his section.
Huh?
Look at that. That's interesting. There's no writing on mine.
Oh, my friend. Anything that makes you feel that little bit better, that's okay with me.
I'm gonna. That's all right. Karma's gonna come and.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I am a firm believer in karma.
Relish in this for this very second, because it will not probably happen again. So.
I want to change my character name, because karma is like. I feel like that tune will make it to 109 and I will die. That is how it will work. So
not allowed to change it.
I'm not allowed to change it.
Not allowed to change it. You started with that tune, that contest tune. Come on, if you're gonna get to 110 and it's gonna be the one, then you've gotta maintain that name. Stone wins. And you get to 110. You'll be like, so I did it. I did win.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Too late. Okay. Let's go on because you've got a hot date tonight.
I've got a hot date tonight.
Yeah. So we got some news.
Okay.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
You know what I just realized? We could have just got you to do it.
I know, and I totally...
such a moron.
You were very quick on the draw with that. That was awesome.
Such a moron.
He's got it all sorted.
All mapped out.
I've got the next 10 show notes are up, and I actually shared them with some folks, and there's some folks who are like, I'm not coming on this week, And then they realize, I didn't look at the date, and I'm like, I was feeling very, very,
Diamond got his stuff together.
I've got my stuff together.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So I was just mentioning about Glowcap Festival, which is probably going to be over by the time, is it?
No.
Still got a few hours?
More hours. Yeah. About 5-6 more hours. Ish.
I didn't go investigate this at all.
It's okay. You can get rep for it, which is good. If you need rep for that faction, you know, for Borg.
And there's once you get to Exalted, there's some stuff that you can buy, obviously, with the glow caps, you know, that you can loot. So there is a pet if you don't have the pet. There is, I got on my wall, like, mind you, I have done this back in Burning Crusade. So I got there and the only thing I could do was turn myself into a Spawling, which no one else could because they weren't Exalted. So so that was interesting. The pugnant flower when you click on it and turns you into the Spawling. So I was running around as a Spawling, which was really quite cool. But you have to be, seems to be, you have to be Exalted for that to show up. Otherwise it doesn't do that. I managed to get for Transmog. There is the Tabard. So if you're collecting tabards, there was a dagger and a wand for me. I know my friend Natani was able to get a shield, and I'm not sure what else there is for the different classes. But I mean, if you're wanting transmog gear, get to Exalted, use the glow caps, you know, buy yourself something. But other than that, there's no quest. It's just run around. Throw things at that for sure.
Yeah, so there's no quests. There's nothing to worry about. However, there is a mushroom that gives you a healing buff, but it's only active when the thing's up. So in about 6 hours, it won't matter. So
it's 10 minutes.
I mean, I don't know how high it goes, but every time you use it, it increases your healing by 2%. So I know I got mine up to 10. So I got up to 10%, so I had 5 of them. And but I mean, overall, I mean, obviously giving yourself a buff is not allowed, but really it's you're healing yourself and it's for about 5 hours. So and it's only I think it's only if you're in the zone too. Not 100% sure.
Yeah.
So whatever. It will be, you know,
but it's more soon, only but... to heal for sure anyway. So
I didn't actually notice. No, I actually didn't notice that helping because when I go to channel, you know,
I did.
It still was only pumping out 60,000 healing a second.
When you use the actual healing one, the 5% one. Yep, I had my buff up to 20, and it was making. I was doing over 1.4 million healing.
So it was affecting like every the time big I threw burst one. So it was.
But
affecting
it's not
the
healing
big...
on me. It's healing on.
No. But it's affecting the big burst one and not the channeling one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Other than that, no. That's it. Really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Next week is. That's interesting. Next week is it's next week.
Cute.
Yeah. There's some stuff we'll talk about for next week. And so next thing. Next. God. Yes. Now I'm not ready. Now I'm ready. Okay.
He's not ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Not ready. Now you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So we have got a promo that we want to play for you guys. Anyone who's supporting Calm Before the Storm, listen up. Dave and Heather have some stuff they want to tell you.
Cool.
They have like 50 hours left till they're done, and they're short by $400 to get to their third stretch goal.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they're almost there.
Hey, this is Heather and Dave, organizers for our fifth annual event, Calm Before the Storm. This event means the world to us and the community. And for the last 4 years, none of this would be possible without you. Since 2013, when we began as World of Podcast, every year we have been humbled by the kindness of people in this community.
On Thursday, November 2nd, we plan to return with World of Podcast, our amazing fan art gallery featuring over 200 pieces of unique art, our meet and greet where content creators like Bajira, esports team like Method, and celebrity personalities like Malik Forte, Pamela Horton, and Michelle Morrow have mingled with fans.
Our Kickstarter is currently in full swing. We want to hit our stretch goals to get a larger space, which includes a Frog Pants and A-Move TV meetup, plus potentially some other stretch goal surprises.
Thank you for taking the time to check out our campaign and for your continued support. Help us kick off BlizzCon celebrations this year at Calm Before the Storm 2017. Party by fans, for fans. For more information, please visit kickstarter.calmbeforestorm.com.
Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going excellent. I'm going to the breakfast for the first time ever. So.
Oh, exciting.
So we do have another promotion or like soundbite to play. I was kind of wasn't sure if we were going to play it or not, but I don't mind helping folks out because a lot of people have helped us out. So I thought it would be good to help others out as we can. This concerns like a PvP thing, so I know it's not necessarily what we really play, but other people that listen to this obviously might play other things, so they might be into this. So we'll just play this now from Technically PvP.
Hey players, I'm Winstead, one of the co-hosts of the Technically PvP podcast, where we talk about World of Warcraft player versus player, strategies, tips, tricks, team comps, basically all things PvP. And I'm here to tell you about our Arena Design Contest. We want you to submit your best ideas of your dream arena, from mild right on down to wild. We will be taking submissions until the 4th of July, after which my fellow co-hosts Andolin, Garrisar, and myself will pick a winner to receive 20 BattleNet bucks. Please send all submissions to technicallypvp@gmail.com. Please put arena in the subject line so we'll know exactly what we need to do with it. Let your imagination run wild. Come up with the best designed arena that you can possibly think of. Good luck, and we'll see you in the arena.
All right.
Awesome.
Did they say July 1st?
July 4th.
Well, July 4th, or they're going to pick it on the 4th? Anyways.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
I've got some crazy ideas.
I know. It sounds really interesting. So, if you've got any thoughts for it, definitely get in contact with them. Sound like a good bunch. All right. So, site news.
Okay. So, really, the only thing is I would like to announce, like, nothing huge, but.
Nothing huge, but.
Nothing huge, but. I mean, I don't want to put any pressure on them, right? So we've talked and we've added two new mods for Twitch and for Discord as well. So these two people will be joining. Rogster and Nisi. So basically, Awesome Trousers and Swords have both agreed. I don't know why, but hey, to help us out and mod. And I'm looking forward to. I'm kind of glad that they said yes because I kind of felt like having just two people doesn't, you know, it, I mean, there's a lot of mod on them, so having more people will help spread things out, right? So, you know, because I like to spread it out. So... Forty turning twelve.
There's a warm donuts comment in there somewhere.
Warm donuts. Yeah. Warm apple pie. So, jeez, man.
Okay. All right. Well then.
Yes. So okay. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah. Okay, so we've got the state of the challenges for this week, and. Here we go, Rogue Slayer.
All right, so for irons, we have Never Died Rage, 86. Never Died War, 89. Never Died, is there a trend here? Never Died Play, 91. D-Driven Drew, which you can't fool us, 96. Never Died Port, 102. Let's move off of that trend for a bit. Trickster, 103. Ferris Sky, R.I.P. at 105. I just can't even.
Yeah.
Exploitthon, 106. 8, 107. And Never Died Sha, 108.
Wow. Woo! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
6 in the top 10. Never Died. Wow. Seriously. You sure he's not a robot? He's an absolute machine. I don't think we've ever had 6 from one person in the top in just one category. One category.
Nisi in Bloods.
Bloods. Yeah. Okay. Nisi's a machine too. Look, we know that. She's a blood machine. That's what she is. That is fantastic. All right. Well done, Fair.
What happened to Fair? Yeah, I didn't really hear what happened. I just saw it pop up on my list, and it wasn't like she increased in love. Oh, it was all of a sudden dead. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Commiserations, Fair, but well done, everyone else. All right. And we've got the blood. So let's see. We've got another soul hit 40. Soul shot 43. Soul Shield 47, Conjured Soul 49. We all know who those are. Well done. Calamoon hit level 50. Nice. Bloody Checks hit 59. Iron Decay Path hit 64. Tire Iron hit 67. Vadum is 71. And Bent Grinder is 78. Well done, nice. Bloodthirsties.
Right. Now, Pacifist, so we have Tarachi, 28. Gentle Soul, 30. Five Roll, 38. Never Died Passy, 45. Patuli, 6, 49. Patuli, 5, 50. Silent Herber, 55. Patuli, 4, 59. Flower Child, 83, and Ferillion, 84, Pacifist.
Well, John, look at those pacifists go. That is fantastic. Wow. So Never Died's in there too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And so is Nisi. My gosh. Seriously, you two. Crazy machines, Antelias. Well done, everyone. Commiserations, obviously. But really good week. Well done.
So right. Fair is saying that her death didn't happen this past week, and I'm trying to think why then why did it show up on the list? So we're not really sure.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
I would love to know, because if there's something wrong with the report, then I'm going to fix it. Because basically it takes a snapshot of where everything is at 5:30 on Saturday night, and then compares where we are right now with last week, and then it refreshes everything again. So I'm always having it to compare based on last week's stuff. So weird. Okay, so for tins, we've got Matog hits level 40, still has not died yet. We got Triffin. Hits level 42 and is died for the first time. Iron Freck hits level 47. Died 8 times since last week. Man.
Since last week. Oh.
Since last wow. week. Terramin is level 61. Still has not died yet. Out Rogster is level 67. Also has not died. Orisai is new to our list at level 83 with one death. Awayan nice. Hits level 85. Got their first death this week, unfortunately. Trickster hits level 103. Still has not yet died. Nice. And Zaya Monk is level 108. Added one more death. And their count, I think Zaya's count is like 22, something like that. I got rid of the report.
My 12 doesn't seem so bad now, does it?
Man. Wow. I was waiting. And you know what? Every time you're off, I like to poke. Poke, poke, poke. Because you're not here.
Don't poke her while she's here.
No, I'm not poking her while she's here.
Don't. No poking. No poking.
Next week, though.
Says, breaking news just in. Azzy's pally just hit level 2.
Wow.
Go, Azzy. Oh, no. He says almost level 3. Go, wow. Go, Azzy. Go, Azzy, go. Nice.
For the speed to 60, there were no changes.
So, wow. So, okay. Well, that's fair enough. Because that's top intense 10. Playing.
Yep.
That is intense playing. So, all right. Okay, so let's get on to chit-chat. This is where anyone can ask us questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, warn people about potential disastrous areas quests, all those kinds of things. Rookslayer.
So we have a question from Vernon via Discord. Is it illegal to get the Blinktron 4,000 stuff? Or the Blinktron 5,000, I will add.
Or 6,000. Question.
Or 6,000. Blinktron stuff. Can you do it? Well, I certainly hope so.
I hope so.
Because I do it all the time.
Me too. Free gold. Like,
it's left out there for anybody. I'm anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're really lucky and you're on that iron or that, like that challenge, and you're like, oh, click on it and you get that gray item that you can vendor for 100 gold.
Yeah. It's
awesome. Yes.
Yep.
It's really nice.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. It does count as a quest for Bloodthirsties, yeah.
Yes.
So again, be a little bit careful with your Bloodthirsties.
Your Bloods.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
chat room stuff. That's I'm looking at you, Lita. The next one's in purple. Wait, yeah, the next one's purple.
No, I moved it.
This one.
So, chat room stuff. Oh, you normally stick this stuff in, and I'm like, no. Oh, we haven't. Obviously, we haven't. Okay, you're being a slacker. So yes, Nisi, both Nisi and WoW 5 Iron says yes. For Blinktron does count as a quest. So yeah. Thanks, guys. You certainly would know that. And going back, WoW 5 Iron did say, hi all, Turtle can take a beating when I haven't been paying attention to it for a while. Its shield kicks in at 50%. Like, hey, pay attention to me. Then, okay, well, that's interesting. Obviously, that's about, because I've still got the mechanical bunny. And we were talking, you know, you mentioned I should go get the turtle, but I'm like, meh, I'm going to keep going with that. And I think someone said Zaya said mechanical bunny in tanks because it's quite good. So I think I'll just keep going with what I've got. Bunny. I know.
I named mine Must Be Bunny.
Nice. Where do you, I've got, oh, hang on. Serious question. How do I feed it?
Oh, feeding bunnies is problematic.
Yes.
It heal it, and it takes apparently some mechanical bits.
Yeah. But it only takes certain mechanical bits. Yeah. I finally got some mechanical bits, and they were too low for my bunny. It turned his nose up at them. He's like, no, bunny doesn't like these bits. It's like, oh, fine, starve.
That was another reason why I switched, because I was like, I want to be able to feed my bear meat, right? So meat drops off of like everything, so enough of this bit
and
stuff.
That's actually probably the only reason that I would change it, is the fact that, you know, because you can only, I mean, you've got the, what's the buff that allows you to heal yourself and your pet?
Yeah, I use that.
That one, but you've also
I know it as ship
and
7.
And I've got bandages. Mm. Yes, yeah. Mine is 2.
I used 7 when I finally came out of my breath bar versus health bar thing. Then I hit shift 7.
Okay, I've got to grind. All right, so Zaya says you have to grind mechanical mobs for the level. Okay. Have to feed it leftover minutes. Yeah, that was my only concern, but I've pretty much managed to get through on just making sure that I've got bandages up to date. So not having bandages too low, like bandages current for what my level is. That way I'm able to use, you know, like I'm not bandaging and only doing like a quarter health because my bandages are too low. So, but other than that, between sort of the little heel stuff I've got, I'm getting there. But there have been a couple of times that I'm like, well, it would be really nice to throw it something to eat so I could get that health up a little bit quicker. But yeah, cool, thanks guys, I'll see about that one.
Okay.
No, not when I'm in combat. I use I use the other ones, but sometimes you just kind of wanna, you know, if you're surrounded by mobs and you just like, I need to take quickly eat something, or I quickly need to bandage, you're bandaging yourself and you like trying to feed your pet. You know, like you're doing that two things at once, so you're both getting health back quickly. So just in case if something comes and pops on you. Anyway, awesome.
Okay, so we have a joke from Stir. Stir's joke: telescopes probably use mirrors, which means there is absolutely no way to know how many vampires are in space. That's very true.
It was a lot better. It was a lot better than the first joke that he sent me. Because the first joke that he sent me, I was like, I don't think I could put that on the podcast. Like,
ooh,
no. Is it rude?
No. It wasn't rude. It was very, very, very conversational, which, you know, a podcast is not anything about a conversation, right?
No.
But I was like, I don't know if I could use that. And then he threw me this one. And I'm like, okay. But it's true. It's not a pun.
It's not a pun. It was called Stir's joke. Is it a joke?
It's more of a pondering philosophically.
Stir's pondering stirrings? What?
Yes.
Maybe we've got, there we go. Anyway. I did get one from Nisi. I asked Discord and I said, anybody got anything? So Nisi did send one. So did Azzy. Azzy's I replied to about the woodchuck. Thanks, Azzy. But Nisi said, okay, I heard this one during a friend's live stream earlier. It was a bad joke that was in their game. I was up all night trying to figure out what happened to the sun. Then it dawned on me. I laughed at that. Sorry, sir. I didn't laugh at yours. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But anyway, excellent. So thank you for that. I think Azzy did give us another one just before.
I saw something about like a woodchuck or something like that.
That was the one in Discord about
how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Well, the answer is a woodchuck could chuck as much wood as he could if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Could chuck wood.
Yeah. So there is an answer to it.
40 silver. That's 40, that's my
40 silver. Okay. 42. Silver. No, the answer is 42.
No, not for woodchuck. Then they're not worth being in a 42. And I thought there was another one. Oh, here we go. I'm going to tell this one to my parents, Azzy, because I thought this was kind of cute. What did the grape say when it got stepped on? Nothing, but it let out a little whine. I'm going to tell my parents that one. They're wine buffs, so yeah. I better get a laugh from them from that. So anyway, awesome. All right. Well, Stone, back to you.
God. Holy moly. That was an ironic. Oh, jeez.
I know. Yeah, it was so cute. I'm totally keeping that one.
Man. That's like completely threw me off. Completely threw me off. Okay. Stone, get back in there.
Back on track.
Okay.
Here, I've got a tongue twister for you while you gather your wits. How's that?
Okay.
My favorite pop tongue twister besides the woodchuck is pop bottles in pop shops. The pop bottles pour pop drops. When pop bottles, pop bottle tops topple, pop mop slop. Stop, pop will drop bottles, stop, pop, stop. When pop bottles, pop bottles, pop bottles, pop.
What?
What? Oh, Lord.
Good Lord.
That was awesome. That
so
was awesome.
So you can mix together now?
No.
Can you cut that section and send that to me? I want to put that to some, like, some really like thudding music. That would be good.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Zaya says what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that.
What? Okay. My part. It won't be as good as that.
Go!
Because I can't match that. Especially with how I talk. There's no way. No way. That would take me about an hour. It would take me an hour. Guaranteed. So thank you for everyone that supports us through Patreon. This week we have two new folks helping us support us is Winter Lynn and Five Iron. Thank you both very much. Definitely helps if you can throw us a couple bucks. That'd be great. It pays for the server. We're at 105 out of 200 for our goal, and if we hit 200 because the server's 225, I can take down the ad, then I don't really need to worry about getting the extra income from the ad to pay for the server. That'd be awesome. We have a tier that if you donate $5 or more per month, we read your name out because you're supporting us with a lot. Like five. I appreciate $5. I appreciate one, that's for sure. But I put the tier at five. So this week we got Asylum, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Cell, D Draven. I keep messing up his name. Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Calamoon, Anonymous, Lissan, Pandora, and Zaya. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, peoples.
Awesome.
Yes. Can you have $5 $1, like $1 bills?
Well, you could create five accounts. Like, you could create five accounts.
No, just like, what episode is it? It's like putting the $1 in this pennies thing.
I was going to say, if you hang out that bus stop very often, you probably get a bunch of ones.
Yeah. There you go.
Baby.
Anyway.
Chicka-pow.
Ding! Level 4. Yay! Go, Azzy!
Woo! I thought she was talking thinking about herself. Ding! I'm like, what? What are you dinging? I'm like, oh my goodness. Ding! I got money into my anyways. Okay, so our next show is Saturday, June the 3rd. Wow, we're already into June. It's 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is Sunday, June the 4th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. And next week we'll be joined by Nisi, who is... we accidentally kind of booked her this week, and then he's like, oh no! When we checked the list, oh no! We double booked! But so she's coming next week, and she's so nice. And Brooksayer, thank you for coming. You're nice too.
Thank you for having me again.
And don't leave after the show because we need to rebook.
Okay.
Still there.
Okay.
Laying it down. Yeah,
you're nice, Rogueslayer, but don't you leave.
Don't leave on us. Well, she could still be nice. I never said I was nice.
Yeah, right? He's not. That's true. Anyway, Rogueslayer, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Rogueslayer1. And you can find me on Tumblr, rogueslayer1.tumblr.com. And a weekly segment, short little weekly segment on Control-Alt-WoW.
Awesome. Thank you. And we will have that information up on the website with the episode. So if people want to check that out and find you, the links will be there. All right. The website is wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can let us know what you've been up to. Send your emails to podcast@wowchallenges.com or contact us via Twitter, which is @wowchallenges. Jump in our Discord server. We have a lively little Discord server and a lot of fun, a lot of banter, good and bad. Let's just say that, which is tinyurl.com/wowchallengesdiscord. Don't forget, we do have a Facebook page, so go and check that out, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And all the videos for the show will be up on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. Remember, we do this show every week live, so check us out, twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
And yeah, I also tweeted out a thank you for you, Rogueslayer, because you always beat me to it. Always. And I'm like, no, not this time. I did it right now.
Before it's done. Are you not going to wait?
Right now. Nope. I did it right now. It's out there. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP because I like to grasp your something stone, something like that. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth, which we record live apparently on Thursdays at 6 a.m. Eastern. And that's 8 p.m. Australian Eastern.
Yeah.
So with that one over there. Wait,
hold that's on. Me. That one over there is that me. One over there. That one over there is him.
No, yes. that one over there. There we go.
Exactly.
Where can we find you, Vita?
I can be found here. Right here in this chair. That's right where here. I am. But when I'm not in this chair, I can be found on Twitter, which is at LitaWow, which is LETAWOW. And my other show is Behind the Avatar and, of course, Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. Bob is in the dungeon.
That's a picture of Bob being caught trying to go for you again. So for those that don't know, I set up my cam so that if something moves in front, it plays a really, really loud sound. Like it goes like really loud and it scares the crap out of Bob. It went off twice, once at 3:30 the first night, and then again at 4:12 the next night. And this is from the second night, and he hasn't been up since. So I think it kind of worked. Bob, now.
So where's Lita Koala?
Top Lita shelf? Koala is, hold on a second.
In the picture. Top shelf. Behind the...
Lita Koala in the picture, though. Is hiding up there, like way up in the back. She, you can't really see where Lita Koala would be. It would be out of the frame. Yeah. And I don't know where Bob is. See, I don't see him anywhere, but he's being quiet, so that's good. She's been good.
Bob's ready to pounce. He's ready.
He's to pounce. This poor thing has seen some things.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not go into that. That's,
yeah.
I don't want to know. La 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 la. Anyway, mm-hmm. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Poor Bob. We love Bob. He was very attentive the other night, though. He was running around. Dingle, yes. Dingle, dingle. Yes. The little bell. His little bell.
It was the morning, and he just got up, and he was and he was wide awake and hyper, running back and forth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thanks, Bob.
Which is a bit like none of us, really.
Yeah.
Oh, speak for myself. Anyway, you've got a date, Stone. Yeah. So let's wrap this up. All right. Big thank you to Mark Conan. As always, we like to give him a shout out because he did an awesome intro for us. And we do love him and cherish what he did very much. So check out Mark Conan on Twitter, which is @MarkConanWow. And don't forget, you can find him on Torrent Think Tank. He is a co-host with Jules. And we really love those guys. They're a great bunch. Other than that, chat room, thank you so much for hanging around, being here with us. Well done to all our challenges this week. Commiserations to those that we lost. And good luck for this coming week.
See you
next week. Good challenges.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you next week.
All right. Bye. See you, Roxanne. Thank you, Roxanne. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.